The Department of Social Protection says the workability scheme, which funds care stepping stones to employment, can include unpaid work experience placements designed to bring people with disabilities closer to the labour market. But like you pointed out there, some families say the reality feels very different. And Margaret O'Neill, CEO of CARE, joins me now. Margaret, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Margaret, can you kind of explain to me what Project Pathways is designed to achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be delighted to. Just a little bit of background to CARE, I suppose, as an organisation. You know, we really focus on providing a range of community-based supports to children and adults with intellectual disabilities. And we've always tried in CARE to be innovative and progressive in how we do that. And our Project Pathways programme is a really good example of that. So it's a transition to work programme that really focuses on the individual's skills and what skills they need to move into that, you know, fully paid employment place that we want to get them to. You mentioned there that the programme is set out. It's an 8-month skills and training programme where we work in partnership with local employers. And we have a job coach on site who works with that individual to support them as they work through gaining skills, confidence. And maybe I'll explain, Martin, a little bit about the kind of skills that we're talking about here. We're talking about independent travel skills. We're talking about communication skills, help with developing CVs and doing interviews. So there's a whole range of kind of, you know, money handling, customer facing skills that the individual gets. And it's based on what their needs are, what they would like to, you know, in terms of employment. And our job coach works with the group of people on an individual basis, and they're on site. Our job coach from CARE is on site every day to support the group of people that are going through the programme.
Okay. And Margaret, I'll just stop you there. You mentioned handling of money. And I suppose just on that point, one key concern that's been raised to us from families is the length of time in real workplaces without pay. Why is the model structured that way?
So it's structured over an 8-month period, and the individual that's going through the programme is supported in three different modules or three different placements. So the first placement is very much around their individual skills. And I think we need to recognise, you know, we don't see people with intellectual disability in normal, ordinary workplaces. And this is a real game changer to enable that to happen. So the person goes in, the job coach meets with them, and they get used to that new environment. They get used to that work environment. And over that 6 to 8 week period in the first placement, they develop their own individual plan around the skills that they want to achieve.
Okay.
If we don't do that, I suppose, Martin, you know, we risk the chance, you know, we risk somebody working in an environment where they don't have those skills, and they're going to drop out of that employment. So the success, I suppose, for us from this programme and these types of programmes is we know that the current rate of employment for people with intellectual disability in Ireland is about 15% in fully paid employment. And people who go through this programme, the employment rate increases to 70%. That, to me, is huge success. That enables people to get into the paid employment workload because we work with them over that period of time to gain their skills and their confidence so they can actually go on to do that.
Okay, well, look, we did speak to one mother whose daughter did participate in the programme, and she outlined concerns. And again, it primarily came back to the fact that it is an 8-month training scheme, and it does involve some tasks in workplace settings that, you know, might be wrapping cutlery or in some cases hoovering. And we're just going to have a quick listen to what she said.
My daughter was on a work experience in Port Leash. This is designed to prepare them for work. But it's an 8-month placement and there's no payment attached to it at all, which seems in this day and age a wee bit wrong, that somebody should be expected to attend a work experience with no promise of work at the end of it and no payment attached.
How would you respond to that, Margaret?
Well, Martin, first of all, I suppose I'm not going to comment on an individual case, but I would say that we pride ourselves in care and being very clear and open and transparent around all of the work that we do. And we communicate very clearly with the participants and the families of those involved to explain what the programme is. And that will be outlined very much at the start. You know, I need to come back to it. It is a skills and training programme. It is not an employment programme. It is very much around moving people out of that traditional, I suppose, the local service or the day service approach to supporting adults with intellectual disability, to that stepping stone into a workplace. For you and I, going into a workplace mightn't be that daunting, but for somebody with an intellectual disability, we really need to work very closely with them to help them gain those skills. And the success, I really wish you could talk to some of the participants who have been through the programme. And I know you did recently cover an interview with one of our participants who is now fully employed.
Samantha Duggan.
Samantha, yeah. And just, it's fantastic to see what people achieve.
With that
additional bit of support.
I suppose, Margaret, with Samantha, and I was researching her case again this morning, she did complete a course, and it kind of raised the question with me, what is the success rate? Because, you know, she came up against many walls before she did eventually secure employment with Mr. Price. And I suppose just on that, while Samantha's story is a great example of how successful this programme can be, what is the success rate?
Well, we work with a whole range of people, I suppose, and a whole range of employers. And that's why this programme, when just to go back there when you asked around the length of placements, just to finish out on that point around the need to have three different training modules. Some people won't want to work in the hospitality industry. Some people may not want to work in retail. And this opportunity gives, this working in the hospitality sector, I suppose, gives them the opportunity to get a chance to see whether they like a customer-facing role or an office-based job or, you know, working in that banqueting kind of catering end of things as well. So it's giving them people the opportunity to try different things. And that happens within our programs. We get people to try different things, and then the job coach will work with them to identify suitable type of employment, where they would like to be. And I would say, Martin, we absolutely listen to our service users. We had a conference last November called Breaking Barriers, and that conference was, we had over 100 service users in the room, and we heard loud and clear from them that they want to be in supported employment, in full-time employment.
Okay.
They want us to support them to get there, and that's what we need to do. That's our job. I suppose, and I've recently started as a CEO in Care just last October, and it's a really key opportunity for us to change culture, to change the mindset around people with intellectual disabilities.
Oh yeah,
and give them every opportunity.
I suppose nobody disagrees with that, but I suppose just coming back to my earlier question, the current program, the current project pathways, what is the success rate?
So the success rate from it is the Project Pathways job programme has only started in November. So it's only started in 2025. And we have similar programmes running in different settings. And from those programmes, that's what I said to you, that 70% of people that attend those programmes go on to get full-time employment.
Okay. And this programme, this most recent programme, Project Pathways, I mean, it is funded by the taxpayer. It is partly funded through the Department of Social Protection. I think most people would agree 8 months is quite a long time. Would you personally not agree that people who partake in these programmes should receive some form of payment, particularly when they are undertaking tasks that involve hoovering and maybe washing dishes, you know, wrapping cutlery? Is that not a basic requirement?
Well, I think there's lots of different programmes out there where somebody is in a placement to gain skills and knowledge and confidence around different aspects. I know a lot of college programmes, for example, where people have to do a placement at the end that's an unpaid placement. You may say that that's unfair across the board, but I think people with intellectual disabilities, in order to get those skills, they do need to be in that placement. It's a 9:30 to 3 o'clock placement every day. There's no after hours, there's no weekends work within this. The job coach meets with the group in the morning. You know, it's a very different type of programme than just your regular employment, Martin. I think that's the point. You know, it's very much a supported training and skills programme where there's significant support provided not only from care side with the job coach, but also from the organisations. And I do want to actually congratulate the employers, the local employers that are working with care, because they do provide a huge amount of support to individuals to enable them to do this. Mm. That door was closed to them up until recent years. The door to full-time paid employment was closed to people with intellectual disability. We have responsibility to make sure that we help people with their skills to make that a successful journey for them. And we heard that from our service users loud and clear, and we continue to do that.
And to those businesses that do take part, do they receive any business benefit in terms of monetary benefit? Are they paid any? No.
No, they're not paid, and they support the individuals that are in the programme. They get their meals there, they get their uniforms, they have access to leisure facilities. So there are benefits for the person as well. Yeah. But no, they're not paid. And, I do think in this role, I've been out and about meeting, a lot of our service users, looking and meeting with the different companies that we work closely with as well. There is a significant investment by those companies, and that is how we change culture in Ireland, to increase those employment rates from 15% for people with intellectual disability right up to 70%, where it should be. And I think when you talk to our service users and their families, actually, because generally we've really, really, really positive feedback around these programs, and people are really happy with the outcomes for the person in their family and with the individuals as well. So when you talk to people, it's generally really positive feedback that we get. But I do want to kind of call out the local employers. If there's any employers out there who want to work in partnership with us, we are looking to expand these types of programs, because we really want to give that opportunity to as many people that we support as possible.
Of course. And Margaret, just with that shout out there, I was just hoping you could clarify, are there any scenarios, I suppose, when a task done by a participant on the programme would otherwise have been done by a paid employee within that company?
No, this is very much structured within the organisation that the job coach, as I said, is there with them. These are very much skills-based. And for a lot of the people we support, it's those types of tasks that they enjoy doing. So they like doing those types of tasks where they're in the public eye, that we need to change that kind of understanding around people with intellectual disability. We need to see them. We strive to have people living ordinary lives in ordinary places, and that is around seeing people in our normal, hotels, within our retail, within our offices, and trying to build that culture as well. So no, this is very much yes, when they go on to work in those environments, and we've plenty of examples of people that we support. We've over 200 people now working in paid employment within that are linked to care.
Okay, Margaret, thanks so much for explaining that and answering those questions. And we really appreciate you coming on to speak with us. And if people do want to find out more, where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is care.ie.